Islanders. Are you looking for a favorite episode? You'll find it on patreon.com/Ahwe Island. That's patreon.com/Ahwe Island. Our Patreon members get access to our library of past episodes, plus extra exclusive stories just for patrons. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Ahwe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Ahwe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Great. Let's think about how your body feels resting on a sunny beach. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Imagine the soft grains of sand slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet. As you relax, let's take another deep dragon breath in and out. Imagine the soft, sandy beach supporting your back and giving you a big hug. Now, open your hands, spreading your fingers. Imagine the grains of sand falling between your fingers. Your hands relax, settling into the safe, warm sand as you take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Ahwe Island. Our story today is Sunny Solution. It was a sunny day on Ahwe Island. The forest was alive with the cheerful songs of birds flitting from branch to branch. A soft breeze whispered through the trees, causing the leaves to dance. It was the kind of day that made you want to close your eyes and let the sunshine wash all over you. This was exactly what Kiwa Lizard had in mind for a day like today. Having woken up to the sun shining brightly through the trees, Kiwa just knew he had to make a trip out to his favorite sunbathing rock. The vibrant greenery of the forest and the warmth of the sun promised a perfect day of relaxation. With a grin and a gleeful hop, Kiwa set out on his journey. His favorite rock was near the forest pond, and not too far away. As the little lizard strolled through the forest, he couldn't help imagining what awaited him. Kiwa sighed happily. He pictured himself basking there on his favorite rock, the warmth of the sun on his scales, the gentle forest breeze, the soft splish, splash of the pond. However, as Kiwa approached his destination, he was met with an unwelcome sight. A gnarled old tree branch had fallen right on top of his favorite rock, blocking the sunlight. Oh no! Disappointment washed over Kiwa like rain. He blinked, almost unable to believe his eyes. How could this happen on such a beautiful day? Determined not to let this obstacle spoil his plans, Kiwa took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Feeling more relaxed, Kiwa shook off his disappointment at the unexpected turn of events and started to make a plan. How could he move this branch so he could still sit on his rock? Moving with purpose, Kiwa scampered up to the rock. When he reached the branch, he leaned his body against its rough bark and pushed with all his might. He huffed and puffed, putting his entire weight into the effort, but the branch remained in its place. It was just too heavy for a little lizard to lift all by himself. Kiwa stepped back, panting a little, and looked at the branch with a thoughtful expression. It was much heavier than he had anticipated. When disappointment began to creep back into his heart, Kiwa shook his head. He wanted to find a solution. "I need some help," Kiwa mumbled to himself. He considered who among his friends in the forest could help him move this branch, and decided to head toward the pond to find some assistance. At the pond, Kiwa saw George Turtle leisurely basking on the water's edge. "Hi, George," Kiwa called out as he came closer. "Hello there, Kiwa," George greeted. "What brings you here on this splendid day?" Kiwa pointed over to the fallen branch. "I was hoping to relax there on my favorite rock, but this branch is in the way, and it's too heavy for me to move alone," he explained. "Do you think you could help, George?" The turtle smiled, stretched his legs out of his shell, and stood up. "Certainly, Kiwa. I'd be happy to help," said George. The pair made their way back to the branch. Kiwa had to make a conscious effort to slow down and match pace with George's unhurried stroll. When they got to the rock, George inspected the branch. "It's definitely big," said George, analyzing the situation. "I could use my shell as a stable foundation. With some effort, we should be able to support the branch and move it aside," he offered. Kiwa's eyes lit up with gratitude. "That's a fantastic idea, George. Let's give it a try." George positioned himself so that his tough shell was pressed up against the branch. Kiwa put his front legs on George's shell for good measure. Together, they pushed against the branch, but it just wouldn't budge. it seems to be stuck on something. I think we'll need a bit more momentum, said George. Kiwa nodded in agreement. Let's give it another go, he said. Together, George and Kiwa took a step back, ready to give the fallen branch another push. Just as they were about to make their move, a flurry of fur caught their eye. Babette Bunny hopped into view, her ears perked up with curiosity. Hey there, Kiwa. Hi, George. What's going on? Babette asked. Kiwa quickly filled Babette in on the situation. We're trying to move this heavy branch, and it's proving a bit stubborn. Do you think you can help, Babette? The little bunny wriggled her nose with excitement. Oh, yes, exclaimed Babette. I can give that old branch a mighty kick and knock it loose. Babette hopped up next to the branch. Her powerful hind legs were poised for action. George and Kiwa got ready to push. Wait, a tiny voice popped up. George, Kiwa, and Babette turned to find Maya Mouse at the base of a nearby tree. Her tiny whiskers twitched with concern. You should be careful before you knock that over, pleaded Maya. The little mouse scurried over. I may not be strong enough to push, but I can help guide you three so you can move the branch safely. Maya's suggestion was met with a pause as George, Babette, and Kiwa exchanged thoughtful glances. Babette lowered her kicking leg, and George nodded appreciatively. Kiwa smiled. That's a wise idea, Maya. Let's work together to ensure we do this safely, said Kiwa. The forest friends gathered around the fallen branch, each ready to contribute to the effort. Maya guided Babette, George, and Kiwa, making sure they had the best angle so that the branch could fall safely to the ground. Then, Babette readied her hind legs for a mighty kick. George braced his shell against the branch, and Kiwa prepared himself to push with all his might. Ready, everyone? Kiwa asked, glancing at each friend with a smile. Babette grinned with determination. George gave a confident nod, and Maya let out an encouraging squeak. All right, called Kiwa. 3, 2, 1, go! With a deep breath, Babette unleashed a powerful kick, aiming precisely at the stubborn branch. Her strong hind legs connected with the wood, sending it wobbling. As the branch teetered, George and Kiwa pushed with all their might. With all their efforts combined, the branch jostled free and fell to the forest floor on the other side of the rock. Feeling proud of their work, the friends all let out a celebratory cheer. Kiwa scurried up on top of the rock. Thank you all so much, Kiwa exclaimed as he settled in. The rock's surface was already beginning to absorb the sun's heat. I couldn't have done it without each and every one of you, he said with genuine appreciation. Babette, George, and Maya gathered around, sharing satisfied smiles. You're welcome, Kiwa, said Maya. Always glad to help out a friend, said George. Babette yawned. and said, "All that work has made me a bit tired." "Me too," said Kiwa. "Let's all take a rest. We deserve it," said George. "That's a good idea," said Maya. "Happy basking, Kiwa." Kiwa thanked his friends once again and said his goodbyes. Then he stretched his legs and took a deep dragon breath in and out. He started to think about everything he was grateful for. Kiwa was very grateful for the sunshine. He felt its heat enveloping him like a hug and relaxed into it, taking another deep dragon breath in and out. Kiwa smiled as he thought about his friends, George, Babette, and Maya, feeling grateful to know them. He was grateful for their teamwork and cooperation in moving the branch. They had made the seemingly impossible task possible by working together. Kiwa took one last deep dragon breath in and out. The little lizard closed his eyes and fell asleep in the sun, dreaming of sharing his favorite rock with his friends. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.